Michigan is seeing the latest rounds of union protests, while Idaho gears up to be the next state to try and tackle public employee union contracts. For years, public sector employees have enjoyed unprecedented job security. But now, in the face of economic catastrophe, that's changing. And the lesson, putting your economic fate and security in the hands of government, is foolish. Joining me now is Sheikha Dalmia, columnist for The Daily, a digital-only news product launched by the parent company of this network. Sheikha, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch. Talk to
me
about...
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Talk to us, please, about big picture here and the attitude of people in the government of job security. For example, in my home state of New Jersey, there's an attitude amongst teachers of job security from day one to death. After 3 years, they can't fire you unless you commit a crime. Health benefits from day one on the job until the day you die. Now, that doesn't come from the Constitution. It's not a natural right. It comes from the contracts that were negotiated by prior governors, not Governor Christie, and these teachers' unions. Governor Christie wants to stop it. What do you say?
Right. And, well, you know, you've just exactly described the problem with having a contract with the government, which is that the government that's currently in power is not the one that has written the contract. So it hews to different political constituencies. And given that, you know, the government only gets its wealth from robbing Peter to pay Paul, when Paul either gets really fed up or runs out of money, the government has got nowhere to go except break its contracts with, you know, whoever it signed contracts
with. Sheikha, is the government actually breaking contracts, or is the government trying to rewrite contracts once they expire?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, depends upon the situation that you're talking about. In Wisconsin, a little bit of both is going on. The government is rewriting contracts, but it isn't actually negotiating with the unions. What the governor is doing is he's just getting the legislature to pass a budget bill, you know, where he will just sort of dictate the terms of the contracts. And so in a sense, he's renegotiating, but in a sense, he is rewriting, and in a sense, he is breaking previous contracts. But, you know, there are other instances when the government completely voids its contracts. State governors have the authority, for instance, at the municipal level,
right,
to appoint emergency managers, and they have very wide-ranging powers to, you know, void contracts with existing unions.
Why does it take a crisis like this
here
for us to recognize that the governors and legislatures who existed before this date ran their state governments like piggy banks rather than like businesses?
Well, you know, that's because of this myth that, you know, the government is secure. You know, you don't feel the government's lack of security till it's visited upon you. That's
right.
The problem. And it has to build to a crisis level because there is no corrective mechanism in the government, you know, unlike the private sector, you know, where one company starts doing poorly in the market, it has to, you know, start renegotiating things. Here, things keep building up until there's a crisis, and then it concentrates the mind.
Sheikha Dalmia, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.